Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
Hallelujah on this tremendous Tuesday.
Amen.
And our Do Not Fear scripture for today is from Psalm 3, verse 6. Psalm 3, verse 6 says, I will not fear, though tens of thousands assail me on every side.
Wow.
Wow is for sure.
On today's call, we're going to talk about ways to keep a good thing going.
That's it.
Psalm 16:8. 16:8, New International Version. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he's at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are two powerful statements in that verse. First, the Lord is always before me. That's a powerful affirmation and confirmation for every believer.
Yes, it is.
The Lord is always before me as I meditate on him day and night. Yes, the Lord is always before me as I make him the Lord of my life. Yes, the Lord is always before me as I have confidence in knowing that he's preparing the way for me. Yes, the Lord is always before me as I know he's protecting me from every attack of the enemy.
Yes.
Yes, the Lord is always before us as we worship him for his goodness, faithfulness, and loving kindness. You know, the first three words of that verse reveal the key to the realization of every assurance that we've just listed. The words, I have set, clearly demonstrate that we're the ones who mobilizes the presence of God in every circumstance, situation, and problem of our lives.
Hallelujah.
Through our actions or inactions, we determine our peace of mind, our covering, and yes, our destiny. In other words, we determine God's place in our lives. We're going to ask you seven questions to determine whether or not you put these things before the Lord. Do you set him before television? Do you set him before working in the yard? Do you set him before girls or guys night out? Do you set him before your career? Do you set him before your finances? Do you set him before your family? Here's the question. What place does God hold in our lives? God has given each of us a free will to decide what we do and don't do in and with our lives. The decision is totally ours. But when we make the right choice, the God choice, by setting him first in our lives, then we're protected, promoted, and provided for.
Hallelujah.
Amplified Bible Translation, Psalm 16:8 says, I have set the Lord continually before me, because he's at my right hand, I shall not be moved. The Lord is set continually before us. We're not to just set God before us in tough times, good times, when we need him, when we don't. According to dictionary.com, the word continually is an action adverb that means habitually, without cessation or intermission. New Living Translation of that verse says, I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me.
Hallelujah.
I love that. When we put God first, we set him above all other things and people. We have the confidence in knowing that he is always with us. Not only is he always with us, but Hebrews 13:5 says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So let's go a little further and look at the second key point in Psalm 16:8. Second point is, I will not be shaken. Once again, let's look at the Amplified translation of Psalm 16:8. It says, I have set the Lord continually before me, because he's in my right hand, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. No matter what the nightly news is reporting, I shall not be moved. No matter what you see on the internet, I shall not be moved. No matter whether I get laid off my job or not, I shall not be moved. No matter what happened to my investment portfolio, I shall not be moved. No matter if my car breaks down, I don't have money for repairs, I shall not be moved. No matter what's happening with my children, I shall not be moved. No matter what the doctor says, I shall not be moved. Hallelujah. No matter whether or not I'm being evicted from my apartment, I shall not be moved.
You know, are we getting this? No matter what's going on, no matter what the circumstances, what's happening around us, we do not need to be moved by anything or anyone except by the word of the Lord God.
Hallelujah.
When we go through adversities in life, and we're going to go through them, fortunately, we're going to continue and go through them, get on the other side of it. You know, we have the confidence in knowing that if we, and when we put God first, set him before us continually, that he's at our right hand, right beside us. We can't see him. Sometimes we feel like we can't feel him. We just wonder where he's at. But we can be assured of this one thing. The word says that he is with us, and we can count on it. New International Version says, I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. As we are meditating on the comfort of to know that the Lord is always beside us, he directed us to Acts 2:25. 225 Classic Amplified Bible says, for David says in regard to him, I saw the Lord constantly before me, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken or overthrown or cast down from my secure and happy state. Isn't that interesting? Praise the Lord, no matter what happens, irregardless of our circumstances, situations, and problems, we have the confidence in knowing that we have a secure and a happy place protected
Hallelujah.
From harm, from attacks of the enemy. Message Bible translation of Acts 2:25 says, I saw God before me all the time. Nothing shall shake me. He's right by my side. So let's go a little further in verse 26 in the Message Bible. I'm glad from the inside out, ecstatic. I've pitched my tent in the land of hope.
Wow.
As we read and reread those words, we felt impressed to, well, write in this teaching several things that are very clear. First, we decide. It's not your mom and daddy and how they raised you, not your spouse, not your pastor, not even your best friend or anyone else. You are the one that makes the constant decision to put God first in your life, to trust him. Second, when you make that decision to keep him continually in your daily thought, your thought processes, they actually start to change, and you'll start to have the confidence in knowing that he's right there beside you, right beside you, never leaving, never forsaking, no matter what the storm of life that you're going through or you may be facing. Third, you will no longer be moved, not swayed by and affected by the attacks of the enemy or anyone else, because you have the confidence in knowing that, you know what, he's going to make everything all right. You don't have to see it first. You just believe it, and then you'll see it. Finally, we strongly suggest you embrace the words of Psalm 16:8. This in the Message Bible says, day and night, I'll stick with God. I've got it. Good thing going, and I'm not letting go. Hallelujah. We could personalize that. Day and night, Sonia will stick with God. She's got a good thing going, and she's not letting go. Day and night, Denise will stick with God. She's got a good thing going, and she is not letting go. One more. Day and night, I'll let you jump in. Lawrence will stick with God. He's got a good thing going, and Lawrence is not letting go. I want to throw in another one.
Go ahead.
Day and night, Bruce will stick with God. Bruce has got a good thing going, and he is not, I can tell you, Bruce is not letting go.
Day and night, Marcella will stick with God. She's got a good thing going, and Marcella is not letting go.
Yes.
Day and night, Yvette will stick with God. She's got a good thing going, and Yvette is not letting go. And one more. Day and night, Maya will stick with God. She's got a good thing going, and Maya is not letting go.
Oh, there's so many people we could
name. I wish we could name every person.
I mean, I'm telling you.
On this call.
Lejeune, Dave, Diane, just so many, many, Ralph, so many other people that we'd like to name. But just know, put your name in it.
That's right.
Know that we love you and appreciate you, and we pray for you.
And you definitely got a good thing going.
That's right.
So don't let go.
Yeah, that's it. Don't let it go.
And don't.
Like a bulldog, don't let
mess
it go.
Mess it up.
There you go. Don't give up. He's got you.
This scripture is powerful. This call today is a little shorter than usual, but there's so much power in the scripture that we've been discussing. I mean, in just Psalm 16:8, you need to meditate on that all day today. Different translations. It'll fire you up. It really will. So until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God. It'll see you through.
Amen. We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.